It's Giving Tuesday here at The Topical, and we'll have heartwarming stories from around the country featuring people giving back today, including one 9-year-old who spends her free time baking cookies for the homeless. Hear how she does it, and why she'll probably stop once she gets the PlayStation 5 she's expecting for Christmas. And later, the sexiest man alive. From George Clooney to Michael B. Jordan, People magazine publishes this attention-grabbing feature every fall. But how do they do it? We'll take a look inside the holy site where People magazine's ancestral editors decide which hunk will receive the coveted title each year. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. You won't find a better deal on the news than right here, so stay with us. Ryan Reynolds, Idris Elba, Nick Nolte. No, we're not listing the other members at my squash court. All these handsome fellas have, at one point, been People magazine's sexiest man alive. But how does People decide that? And what type of ritualistic bloodletting is necessary for the process? Today, OPR's Jenna Resnick takes us inside the sacred site, where People magazine's ancestral editors choose their sexiest man each year.
Hot. Sexy. Mouth-wateringly delicious. These are just some of the descriptors that People magazine's 700-year-old oracle uses to visualize their sexiest man of 2020 during the issue's annual selection ceremony. Every year before the publication selects the Hollywood hunk that exemplifies physical, mental, and emotional attractiveness, the writers and editors must make a pilgrimage to their holy site, the People's Temple of Thirst. That's where I am. Or, at least, I think.
Here, take this blindfold.
That's People magazine deputy editor Henry Goldblatt, who has allowed me to join in the Atra. Hidden deep in the Amazon, People magazine's holy site is shrouded in mystery. Good luck trying to find it yourself. Best case scenario, you'll probably end up like the losers of People's Who Wore It Best contest. Captured, tortured, starved, your body thrown into the jungle, never to be seen again.
Oh. Why does my face feel so flush? And why is my skin so itchy? Ah.
After 12 hours of walking with a knife pressed to the most tender part of my neck, we had finally arrived. Surrounding me, a large open field filled with fully nude muscular statues with perfect hair and wide smiles. Behind them was the temple, forged from the bones of the hottest men throughout history.
Kneel before King Beckham, Lord of the Soccer Ball, Husband of Victoria.
As the oracle commanded, we obeyed. The first step to summon the red carpet gods was to make an offering at the base of the temple.
What's this? It smells amazing. Almost like an after-workout musk.
This is for Lord Prek. It's the milk of a sacred sow, representing the weight loss and gym regimen.
And what is that? It's beautiful. Smooth, yet rough.
Yes, this is for Lord Channing. It's an ancient tooth, representing the power of veneers.
Next, we prayed. Standing hand in hand with the writers and editors of People magazine, we prayed that the sexiest man would look like the hunk of our dreams, whether he was stepping sopping wet onto the beach after a swim in the ocean, or walking hand in hand with his child to the farmer's market.
What's this drink?
It's a hallucinogenic herbal tea. It will help you visualize him.
Naturally, I took a sip.
Wow. I see taut abs, a tight ass, and totally kissable lips. But who is that?
After falling into a deep, sexually gratifying sleep, I awoke to find the elders punishing themselves with arduous physical tasks. First, they pushed rocks up and down the mountain as an homage to the strong and sturdy Chris Hemsworth. Then, they whipped themselves to create intricate skin markings a la Adam Levine. And finally, they entered the sacred circle.
To our ancestors, I am strength.
And I am work-life balance and the ability to raise a family with my wife, who I love.
And I am religion for the horny Christian moms.
Oh, wow. What's that knife for?
That is for the blood of a virgin.
According to People magazine's writers, it all hinged on this. Pick the wrong virgin to sacrifice, and you could end up with Blake Shelton.
Enter, star of wonder and good boys, Jacob Tremblay.
After throwing the young actor's blood into the flames, the room went silent. Then, The elders placed several Crest white strips into their mouths and lay prostrate. Until...
Who is that?
My children, a himbo has been summoned.
Would there be a choice immediately? Or would the red carpet gods be displeased with the offerings and bankrupt People magazine immediately?
What's happening?
Suddenly, the earth opened up below us.
Who dare awaken the spirits during celebrity wedding season?
It is I, Deputy Editor Henry Goldblatt.
After a year-long slumber, the god of bangability awoke.
Oh my god. Is he dead?
Leave him! Run!
In a sea of flames, the entire temple fell into the earth. 60-foot shrines to Jude Law and Dwayne The Rock Johnson crumbled. Dozens of chiseled, shirtless armed guards killed themselves instantly. As I sprinted down the mountain and into the jungle, I couldn't help but mourn for the forgotten piles of magazines at hair salons and the spank banks of our nation's aunts, because the sexiest man was dead, never to live again.
That's OPR's Jenna Resnick, who joins me now in the studio. Thank you, Jenna, for that informative report. Now, to follow up, who ended up being named People's Sexiest Man Alive?
Well, Leslie, we may never know. Everyone involved with the process perished in eternal hellfire. People magazine is currently in the process of hiring an entirely new staff of writers and editors who will probably just pick Keanu Reeves or something.
Mm-hmm. Seems right to me. Those John Wick movies were really a comeback for him.
Oh, I only saw the first one.
No problem. I'll explain the entire plot of the second and third one to you right after this. Back in a moment.
Do you ever wonder how celebrities order food? Like, is Sarah Paulson a Diet Coke or a regular Coke girlie?
Some peasant Coke? No.
Or how does Sofia Vergara order a pizza?
No, nothing. No tomatoes. I cannot eat tomatoes.
Yes. Are you cooking mushrooms?
Not really.
Okay. If these are the details you need, and I know you do, I have the podcast for you. I'm Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and on my podcast, Dinner's on Me, I take some notable friends of mine out to dinners in Los Angeles and New York City. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
That thing was delicious.
I'm sorry. I completely got John Wick confused with The Lake House. Turns out I've never seen any of the John Wick movies. But I still think that Sandra Bullock would have been great if she co-starred in them as well. Anyway, here's what else you need to know today. A horrific scene on our solar system's fourth planet today, as NASA is reporting that their Curiosity rover unfortunately met its tragic demise earlier this morning after plummeting 100 feet off the edge of a Martian crater while trying to take a selfie. Just an absolute shame. They should really have guardrails around those things. And President-elect Joe Biden is continuing to fill out his cabinet, offering the nation a glimpse into how he plans to govern. Biden today announced that the position of Secretary of Health and Human Services will be filled by a ring of diverse children who are all holding hands. The choice to appoint a group of smiling Caucasian, African American, Asian, and Hispanic boys and girls who are all locked arm in arm is being viewed as a sensible choice that should please all those in favor of the ideas of global harmony and love. And to that I say, kumbaya. And finally, if you're feeling a little blue during this unprecedented holiday season, you're not alone. But there is some good news, as a new report out today has found that you were lonely before the pandemic started, and you'll be lonely after it ends, too. So don't worry, you'll be carrying this familiar sadness with you for a long, long time. And that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode, well, that's great because we still have plenty of leftovers and they usually stay fresh for about a week. Why not help yourself to a heaping helping and subscribe to the topical wherever you get your podcast? And in honor of all the mom and pop shops decimated by yesterday's Cyber Monday deals, be sure to tune in tomorrow for a very special episode of The Topical, where we'll sit down with one small business owner who had the fucking cojones to open up a store that just sells yarn. And in the middle of a pandemic? Jesus, lady, you must have some set on you. You're a crazy motherfucker and I love it. All that and more tomorrow on The Topical.